Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Cerriero, and I have the pleasure to have today on the Culture News on iHeartRadio the very talented singer-songwriter, Mr. John Tomaino. John Tomaino. John has just released a beautiful song called Algorithm, and we are going to play the song, of course. But guess what? He's today over the phone with us. John, how are you today?
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you to you for being with us today. I really appreciate. So first question I have for you, what brought you to music? How did you start music?
Well, when I was younger, I learned guitar at school. And then as soon as I learned a few basic chords, I started to write my own original songs. So for a long time, since I was a teenager, I just fell in love with commercial music and alternative music, and I sought to emulate my favorite artists, and then eventually I developed my own style, and so that's what I'm doing now.
And a beautiful journey which brought you to us today. So now let's fast forwarding to this great new song called Algorithm. Can you tell us about why that choice of title, and also what is the story of that song?
It's in the chip tune genre, which is relatively new, and it combines vintage arcade game sort of computerized sounds with a very modern production. And the title is really a play on words rather than algorithm, which is the system that knows our preferences online and our social media. I use the R-H-Y-T-H-M spelling for rhythm. And so it's a bit of a play on words in that sense. And it's really just about how algorithms end up knowing us better than we know ourselves. So with the introduction of AI, so there'll come a point where perhaps AI and algorithms will know our preferences and our tastes and our favorite shows on television and all that. They'll know that, the computer will know that a lot better than we know ourselves. So that's really what the heart of the song is about. It's about a world where computers, in a sense, know us better than ourselves. So you'll hear that it combines quite a few, interesting sounds in there as well.
Wow. And you said it perfectly. And actually, I like that you're talking about that. So you're from Australia. Tell us a little bit about where you're from and how is the music scene there?
Well, yes, I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and we've got a very good reputation for live music. So the live music scene is thriving in this town. There are a lot of original bands. Radio airplay is a little bit hard to get in Australia. It's a very sort of restricted market, but there is a big demand for people going to see live bands that really know how to play and make really good music. So it's a town that supports original artists in that sense. And so I'm lucky to be in a bit of a music capital, I guess, for Australia. And that's allowed me an opportunity to meet people and expose people more to my music.
And indeed, we say hello to all our friends in Melbourne and in Australia. Beautiful, beautiful country. So I also want to say that you have won a couple of awards. You were a finalist in the Australian Music Awards and the Great American Song Contest. So congratulations. So before we start to play your song, what is next for you? What are your next projects, and do you perform live, and have you performed live Algorithm, and what was the response?
Yes, well, I haven't yet performed Algorithm live, but I occasionally play it live with my other material, and the reaction is usually very strong because the songs are quite catchy in a sense, and they're commercially accessible, yet they're interesting to listen to, and they don't really sound like the usual songs that you hear on the radio. So they're at once, you know, interesting but also very accessible for people. So what's next for me really is I continue to write a song usually every month, and I record that song every month, and then I promote each one separately. And I think this year I'll be working towards a 10 or 12 song album, which showcases all my different styles in a more cohesive way on a record, on an album. So that's really the plan, just more of the same and trying to always improve my songwriting and productions so it hits a larger audience.
And you keep quite busy, to say the least. This is Mr. Yes. John Tomaino with this beautiful song called Algorithm. So, John, what is your final word? What would you like to say to our New York audience and to the people of the United States?
Well, just to thank you for your support. I have a lot of fans in the U.S. It's probably my largest territory of interested people. So I'm looking forward to making more music for people to hear. And I hope you all like it.
And for sure, they will be liking it and supporting it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerebro. I had the pleasure to have today on iHeartRadio the very talented singer-songwriter, Mr. John Tomaino. Let me spell it for you, Tomaino. He's a wonderful Australian singer-songwriter. He has released this great new song, which we are going to play right now, called Algorithm, Algorithm. What a beautiful song. Stay tuned with us. More music to follow up on iHeartRadio.